With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. The incident commander on the wildfire burning about 6 miles north of Missoula says he's bracing for some weather-related changes this weekend. Eric Whitney reports.
Dave Williams is in charge of the 95 people currently fighting the Bees Cove fire that's burning about 35 acres in the Lolo National Forest up Rattlesnake Creek.
We're expecting to potentially see some pretty high winds tomorrow with that cold front passage. If we can keep the fire parked relatively close to where it's at now, that'll buy us some more time to continue looking at how to get around it. If those winds take this fire outside its current perimeter, it's going to get a lot more challenging to figure out how we're going to get around it.
Williams says he doesn't think there's a, quote, significant concern, unquote, for homes in the upper Rattlesnake area, but that could change rapidly. Two more hotshot crews are expected to arrive on the fire this weekend. Today, three helicopters were dropping water on it. More have been ordered. The fire stands at 0% contained. The Lolo National Forest advises watching its Facebook page for updates this weekend. Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
The Moss Ranch fire on the Flathead Indian Reservation has grown to 450 acres in a matter of days. As Olivia Reingold reports, firefighters are in the middle of a large controlled burn in an effort to contain the fire.
C.T. Camel is the prevention specialist with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Division of Fire. He says the burnout will wrap up sometime this evening, and when it does, the fire's perimeter will have expanded to more than 5,600 acres.
The interior stuff will continue to burn for a few days or a week or so, but it'll be controlled out to the grass.
He said one of the objectives of the burnout was to move the fire off of steep, rocky areas onto flat grasslands where firefighters can move safely about. The fire is burning on tribal trust lands, typically used for cattle grazing. Camel says no structures or people are endangered. There are 160 people helping to fight the fire among three agencies: the Tribal Fire Department, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the U.S. Forest Service. As of 1 p.m. Friday, it was 10% contained. Once the burnout finishes tonight, Camel says crews will start to close in on the fire and shrink its perimeter. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Olivia Reingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for AmeriCorps member. Hot, dry, windy weather and dangerous fire conditions are expected tomorrow in parts of north and central Montana. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for Saturday morning through 9 p.m. Saturday night for north central and central Montana. Winds out of the west are expected to be 10 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Dry thunderstorms are possible, and the gusty winds will make it difficult to contain any new fire starts. Cascade County has banned open burning at least through early next week, and Jefferson and Lewis and Clark counties have banned debris burning until further notice. And Wildland Fire Management on the Crow Reservation says fire danger has risen to very high around the Little Bighorn Battlefield, Soda Springs, and even the grass atop the Pryor Mountains. I'm Megan Myskowski, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Jenny Gessman. Firefighters are attacking a fire discovered this afternoon in Helena's North Hills, and an ongoing fire near the ghost town of Bannock faces challenges from military ordnance and dry conditions. The North Hills fire is burning on an estimated 24 acres of BLM land just north of Helena. County Communication Coordinator Jenny Garson says the public is not in immediate danger.
At this point, there isn't any structures threatened. There are no evacuations at this time. They are just asking that people avoid Snowdrift Road if possible, just so crews have access in and out of there.
The fire's cause and timing are still unclear, according to Garson. The Bannock Fire, 1 mile south of Bannock Ghost Town in Beaverhead County, remains at 151 acres. Firefighters encountered a new obstacle last night, according to DNRC Fire Management Officer Don Koppel.
We located some unexploded ordnance up there. We don't know when it's from or anything like that, but some military ordnance that's on the hillside.
One piece of ordnance was located last night. The discovery of a second one this afternoon prompted officials to pull firefighters from that line until the ordnance is identified. Koppel says there's still a good forecast for the Bannock Fire, with firefighters working hard to put out the spot fires catching on the area's dry ground. The fire is 35% contained, and Bannock State Park is still open. A 79-year-old ex-high school athletic trainer from Miles City, who admitted coercing boys into sexual abuse over decades, wants to serve his time at a prison specializing in long-term medical care. James Jensen's court-appointed attorney said in court documents filed today, the defendant is in very poor physical health and will need constant medical attention. Defense attorney Stephen Babcock requested a sentence for Jensen of up to 8 years in prison. Prosecutors asked U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen to impose the maximum penalty of 15 years in prison when Jensen is sentenced Tuesday in Billings. They've compared his crimes to those of Larry Nassar, the former USA gymnastics doctor suspected of abusing hundreds of girls. Babcock says that unlike Nassar, who destroyed evidence in his case, Jensen has confessed his crimes. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Jenny Gessman.